Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to episode 2 of Trolley Watch, New ID Foods, very fabulous podcast. Can you believe they let us back on the air, Barbara?
It's wonderful, isn't it?
They are mad. I am Amy Sinclair and I am the editor of New ID Food, and I'm joined by our gorgeous, ravishing food director.
Blue-eyed Barbara.
Blue-eyed Barbie. Did you know Barb's husband's name is Ken? Best thing ever. It's actually true. We are, of course, talking all things food, supermarket shopping, what to buy, what to leave behind. You want to know about it, we're going to tell you about it, even if you don't want to know, right? We are starting off with a very exciting segment, and this is something that I have prepared for you, Barb, and you're a bit in the dark on this one.
Yes, I am.
The girls in the test kitchen, wonderful, lovely Rebecca, has been helping me put this together, and what I'm doing, we are doing a review of supermarket mud cakes. Mm. Now, the supermarket mud cake has become quite the cult item, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, they're so popular.
Aren't they? You like, go like into Woolies, you go into Coles, you go into Aldi, you pay, what, $4.80? Something stupid.
$4.
$4. Mm. And you get a perfect cake. And what we've, of course, seen over the years, unless you've been living under a rock, we've seen all these hacks where people turn the humble cake into these amazing masterpieces.
Yeah, indeed.
It's
indeed.
Phenomenal, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, fantastic.
Mm. I, back in the day, used to just get, you know, two Woolies mud cake, bit of King Island cream in the middle, some strawberries, Bob's your uncle. Yeah. But, Barb, what I've done today, because it's very, very difficult, I think, to look at it, you wouldn't know, is there a difference between the supermarket mud cakes? There's, of course, the Sara Lee chocolate cake.
That's right.
There is, you can buy wonderful packet mixes.
Yep.
So what I've done is I have 5 plates in front of me. I'm just going to set the picture here, guys. We have the Aldi mud cake. We have the Coles mud cake, the Woolies mud cake. I've also got the Sara Lee frozen chocolate cake. Yep. That good old favourite.
Mm, yum.
My childhood. And then, of course, the girls, wonderful Rebecca in the test kitchen has whipped me up a homemade mud cake using the Greens mud cake mix, which is available at all supermarkets. Now, Barb, I have these all in front of you.
I can't wait to try them. I want you to
have a spoonful of each.
All right.
And I want you to tell me which one is your pick. I'm not going to even tell you which one. This is blind taste testing. Yeah. I feel like we are on,
challenge.
Yeah, like a game show right now.
All right.
And Dennis, I'm going to give you a spoon. You're more than happy to get involved if you want.
Oh, I'd love a bit of cake.
I mean, I know you won't say no. Barb, head in.
So we'll work around.
I'm going to work around. You're starting with number one. I am the only one who knows what is on each cake.
Mm.
Right, that's number one. Barb, you were telling me yesterday there actually is a difference when you look at the ingredients of the Aldi, Woolies and the Coles mud cake. I had no idea.
They are different.
Because you kind of, if you're a cynic, which I might be, you might think that there's one bloke out there just making a whole lot of mud cakes. Mm. And they put different stickers on the front. But it's not the case.
No, not at all.
All right, she's up to number 3. She's powered through 2 of them. Oh, she likes number 3, I can tell. I should have done some whipped cream and strawberries on the side. That would have been nice, wouldn't it? I'll have to remember that for next time. That's number 4. Barb, you're on to your last one.
I'm enjoying these, Amy.
Now, Barb, have you got a clear-cut favourite? Do you need to do some second tastings on any?
I do. No, all right. I have a favourite. And it was the second last one I ate over near you, Amy.
That one?
Yeah.
That's your favourite?
That was my favourite.
Yeah. What's your second favourite?
I actually really loved that one.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right. I am going to have a look and I'm going to tell you which cake this is.
Okay.
So, guys, just to recap, we have all the major supermarket mud cakes, Aldi, Coles and Woolworths, yes, as well as Greens and Sara Lee.
Yep.
I am now turning over the plate that held the winning mud cake and I'm, oh my gosh.
What is it?
The golden trolley goes to the Aldi mud cake.
Really?
I didn't pick that.
It was just a little bit lighter.
Was it?
Yeah, a bit fluffier.
When I was cutting into them, I was thinking the Coles was the winner because it was really fudgy and it seemed really yummy.
Dense.
That's it. Dennis. Thick and dense, like my thighs.
Not like me.
Well, I really enjoyed the Aldi.
There you go. Yes, the second place one was the Greens mud cake, which Barb also really liked. The least favourite is Woolies.
Okay.
And so we had Aldi first, then Greens, then Coles came third. Then we had Sara Lee and poor old Woolies in last place.
Yep.
The wooden trolley.
The wooden child restrainer.
All right. I am now going to go and do my own little taste test before we move on to segment two. All right, Barb, we are on to another big subject for us. This is the big debate, people. This is where we belt out and really, really, you know, talk about a very contentious issue. And this issue divides families, Dennis, so I'll have you know. People have very, very firm beliefs on this. And I actually don't know if we're in the same neighbourhood on this one, Barb. We haven't discussed it. But it is, of course, fridge versus pantry. Where do you keep your condiments or those popular items? And people have very firm ideas on it. And, of course, I'm talking about tomato sauce, Vegemite. Vegemite's a big one. Peanut butter, mustards, eggs, bread even. Mm. And things have very much changed, haven't they? Like back in the day, it was okay to keep a lot of them in the pantry because they had a much higher salt content. But now that we're actually worried about dying by the time we turn 30 in our arteries, they've lowered the salt content, which has kind of changed that with some products, but it doesn't change people's habits and their ways of thinking. And certainly, you know, with things like Vegemite and peanut butter, people are very, very stuck in their ways. Barb, I'm going to ask you some questions. Number one, Vegemite, where do you keep it?
In the pantry.
Really?
Yeah.
What's I'm in a fridge girl.
Are you really? It's too firm to spread.
No,
you know, the bread.
You know what I don't like? You know what I worry about? Nod. Your name's Nod. Dennis is over here nodding furiously in agreement.
Yeah.
In agreement with Barb. And I am just fighting on my own over here. You know what I hate? I hate if I happen to get a little bit of butter into the Vegemite.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen to that butter if it's sitting over in the pantry? Yeah, it'll turn into a colony of bacteria.
Yeah, it probably would.
Well, that's going in the fridge as well, so that's all right. That doesn't worry me there. But
and this is one product I use well after the use-by date. After 6 months, I've eaten Vegemite. Totally fine.
Wow.
Totally fine.
It's impressive, Barb. All right. Tomato sauce.
In the fridge.
I'm in the fridge too. Oh, it's Dennis, fridge. that's a round robin.
Yep.
We're all there. Mustards.
In the fridge.
Me too. Yes. Yep. Eggs.
In the fridge. Mm. In their carton in the fridge. Because they're porous, they absorb odours. So if you put them in a bowl in the fridge, you end up smelling like the tomatoes or the meat or weird things you've got in there.
I had no
Always
idea.
In the cardboard carton. Yep. It's the best place for them.
But what about those little egg containers that you have in your room?
No, there are no. And new fridges actually don't have them anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Very bad.
I have a new fridge.
Do you?
I'm not a fan of my new fridge.
But it doesn't have a little egg rack, does it?
No, it doesn't. It has like a container that you put the whole carton into.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah.
Really good. Mm.
I got sold my fridge because they told me that it was anti-fingerprint. Let me tell you, it's not anti-fingerprint. it's like a CSI technician has like rubbed their hands all over it. It's that unanti.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's okay. I don't mind being lied to when I spend $1,500 on a fridge. That's absolutely fine. Some people, not me, some people would be annoyed about that. Not me. That's absolutely fine. Yeah. Next one, bread.
I leave it at room temperature
Or
I freeze it.
In the freezer.
Yeah.
We keep our fridge, our bread in the fridge.
But that can tend to dry it out a little bit. I
know,
think.
But we mostly toast it. So
okay.
But I don't know why we do it. A bit weird like that, but
just one of those things.
Probably
one of those
the things. The butter.
It does. It's true. Just put them all there. Apples
are always in the fridge.
Really?
In a crisper. Yep. Yep.
Don't you think they're a bit cold when you bite into them?
I suppose because I eat them later. So by the time I take it out in the morning, I probably would eat it lunchtime.
They definitely would last longer if you kept them in the fridge, am I right?
Yeah, very much so. See, they need the cool storage, yeah.
I keep them in the pantry or in the fruit bowl.
Yes.
Because
– you have high turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good – well put, Barb. Mm. High turnover at apples. Sounds like I'm a supermarket. Tomatoes?
If I'm eating them that day when I buy them, I would leave them out, but normally in the fridge.
Really? I'm always in the pantry person.
Yeah.
Again, I don't like a cold.
But they get ripe too quickly. Like an avocado, when it's ripe to eat, but if you don't want it that day and you want it 2 days' time, it's past it.
So, Barb, what are some of the things that you keep in your pantry that you think would horrify or the fridge that you think goes against the grain?
I keep a lot of things in the fridge, like couscous.
Really?
A lot of grains, dried fruits. Because they last longer and it stops weevils. Because there may be weevils like in flour, but if it's stored actually in the fridge, they don't actually develop.
Uh-huh.
So the little bugs are there, but they never come to anything. So I'm great one for putting everything in the fridge. Dried fruit's excellent because it's the same thing. It can dry out quickly and it just lasts longer.
The other thing you were telling me about the other day that I had no idea about, and Dennis, jump in if you knew, that sesame seeds go rancid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm living on an island over here. I had no idea.
All nuts, because they have high oil content, actually go rancid very quickly, and particularly walnuts. We've actually bought them and they're rancid, unopened from a supermarket.
Ew.
Yes. So, again, we always store them in the freezer.
Have you ever had arguments like with your husband or anything over where to keep your various items?
He wouldn't dare.
He
wouldn't even have an opinion.
And on that note, to continue this conversation, head over to our Facebook page, New Idea Food, and have your say, fridge or pantry. Now, Barb, this next segment is very close to my heart, bargains of the week, because the more you save on your shopping, the more you can spend on clothes. Am I right? Barb, you're a big markdown shopper, aren't you?
I am.
You see the markdowns at the supermarket, you pile them up, you take them back to your planet freezer.
Yes.
You pile them in.
Yes. But I actually do eat them.
I know.
I work my way
That's
through
amazing.
Them. They're not just sitting there. I'd love a bargain.
Barb told me the other day that, you know, her family could survive for a good 3 years based on her freezer. I love it. My family would last 3 hours, can I just say? It's not a pretty place. It's a barren, empty world in my fridge and freezer. But, Barb, at the supermarket, there are lots of markdowns, and these days at supermarkets there's lots of weekly half-price sales, and it's really, really worth keeping on top of the catalogues and finding out those staple items.
Yes.
This week alone I got half-price Twinings tea bags.
Yes.
I got half-price coffee beans, which is expensive. Yes. So you get a big bag of your Victoria coffee beans down to $15. That's a good saving.
Yeah, really good.
We got lots of laundry detergent. It makes it a very economical shop when you're buying those big expensive items.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You know, no one wants to pay.
But do you buy them in one or do you buy them in two or three?
Well, I should buy them two and three, but we just do one. But I've seen like on Facebook some people who've turned their garages into like mini supermarkets where they stock up on the dishwashing liquids and your toilet papers and the like.
That's if you had the room, that's a good idea because you are saving money.
Well, you are in the long run and you just pop into the garage and pick up lunch, really. It's a smart way to shop. But, Barb, you're a big markdown shopper, but also there are lots of ways that you can just save money with buying certain cuts of cheese. Take us through some of your favourite bargain items.
this week, actually this week, I went to Woolworths and got a really lovely creamy chicken and mushroom bake.
Mm-hmm.
And that was $14 reduced to $12.
Wow.
To feed four people. And it had diced chicken with a creamy mushroom, parmesan and garlic sauce. Lots of taste, lots of flavour. I thought really good value for a family for four.
For four people, $12.
To heat it up for 30 minutes, yeah.
Yeah,
it was and very
it's easy
good.
Too, isn't it?
And it was tasty though. RSPCA chicken, really good value. I got a lovely box of frozen corn chip crumb tenders for $6 from Coles.
Yeah.
To serve four. I bought a tomato, a lettuce, bag of wraps from Coles and also the mild salsa.
That's a good idea.
All that for $14.
Do some wraps.
And did wraps. And the chicken tenders are crumbed in crushed corn chips. Really lovely. Oh. But again, you had, you know, eight wraps, eight chicken tenders, a great meal.
For one
especially
person.
If you don't want to spend hours in the kitchen.
That's it.
It wasn't pre-prepared, but it was just grab this, grab that in the oven.
I mean, obviously.
It was so handy.
Barb, you're a great cook. You can whip up anything. But at the end of the day, you've had a long day.
That's right.
At work. You've had a long day prepping your freezer for when Armageddon hits. The last thing you do like doing is whipping up a huge meal sometimes.
Exactly. And that's what you fancy. It's yeah. so good. And then from Aldi, which I have to say again, was one of the better meals, was actually a chunky Angus beef pie.
Oh, I've had them before. They're good.
Really? 600-gram pie. I bought a bag of frozen vegetables. That's peas, carrots, corn, potato, for $1.57. That whole meal, so many vegetables. The pie was delicious. The pastry was really good. $7.61.
You can't beat that, can you, Dennis?
You couldn't beat it. You can't. Honestly, it was – the value was really good because sometimes the frozen pastry is going to be a bit tough. It's delicious. It's just beautiful.
The other day I got a big spanakopita. It's one of their limited edition items from Aldi, and I got a huge spanakopita. I cooked that up for the family with a Greek salad. Mm. There was leftovers, and it cost $6.99, and it was yum.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Mm. Mm. By leftovers, I mean – leftovers for me to eat later on.
Before
the chocolate. But that's okay. That's okay, isn't it, Barb?
Yeah,
but
totally.
When it comes to markdowns, do you have any tips? Because there's lots of tips out there on how to get the best markdowns, how to get the cheapest ones. What's your tip, Barb?
It's usually shopping at about Wednesday afternoon. So about 4 o'clock, I find that's the best price for me for markdowns.
A lot of people say that. I've also heard shopping going to smaller supermarkets where they might not have the turnover of some of the bigger ones.
Yes.
And so especially if you've got, say, a couple of supermarkets in close proximity, go for the smallest one and they often will have excess stock towards the end of, you know, when we're getting into best before territory. You know, it's obviously where I prefer to buy my stuff. You'd find my husband there scouring it, piling them all into the basket.
Jimmy.
Put them down, Jimmy.
Well, sometimes I used to have little bags of vegetables. I'll mix them up together and put three carrots, a capsicum in our Woolworths in a big plastic bag and the bag would be $5, but there was so much stuff.
I was reading about that the other day that it was like bargain bags, you pay $2, you fill as much as you can at Woolworths. Really? Yeah, they used to do it back in the day.
Yeah.
They should bring it back.
Yeah,
for sure.
Indeed. Just go nuts. The other thing I've heard is closing of the day. 10 minutes before close, head on in, and all those bakery items.
Yes, yes.
Some of the hot
chips, I bought
chooks,
some of those breads, bread rolls are half price.
Yeah, so and you just go nuts, buy them. Barb takes them home.
I do, I freeze them. Yeah, I do. Breadsticks, I make garlic bread and then I freeze it as garlic bread that I can just eat.
Your husband stands around long enough in the kitchen, you whack him in the freezer, don't you?
If he did, I would.
Enough room in there too.
There is.
And butter and the
portion control meals. If they're not his bought ones, I do leave.
I think we're getting into dangerous territory now and the police are going to come knocking. Barb, I love it. Markdowns forever.
Indeed.
All right, Barb, we know you love your freezer more than you love your husband. I'm kidding.
I think that's true.
Yeah, that's true,
actually.
There are many things I love more than my husband. I'm sorry, Jimmy. That's a bit below the belt, isn't it, Dennis?
Jimmy!
Poor old Jimmy. All right, now we are heading into freezer facts, Barb. We know what you can and can't freeze is a big question with a lot of people out there, because they'd probably be surprised there's a lot of things that you didn't realise you can freeze.
Yes.
But in fact, throw it in there, right, Barb?
Yeah, totally.
But there are some things that just don't hold up as well. So, Barb, I'm going to throw 10 different foods at you, and I want you to tell me very quickly, can I freeze it? All right.
Okay,
ready? One, mushrooms. Can I freeze it?
Yes, but cook them first.
Ah.
Slice them, saute them some oil or butter, and then once they've cooled off, freeze them. Add them to casseroles, gravies, whatever.
Yum.
Yep.
Two, avocados.
Yes, they do.
You can. Really?
You can either freeze them whole or mash them with some lemon juice to make guacamole.
Wait,
so
there,
they
Barb.
Actually do
so
freeze.
So you throw in a whole avocado to the freezer, bring it out, and it's okay.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, for guacamole. I mean,
Barb,
they're a little
me
softer.
Like, yes, you idiot.
They're great. Oh, yeah, try it.
Amazing.
Make a lovely dip. Yep.
Number three, ham.
Look, you can freeze it for 2 to 3 weeks. I have done that, but it becomes very salty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it loses texture, so I wouldn't recommend that for anybody else.
So you don't think ham's a bit of a...
Yeah. The salted meats, yeah, the salt really does come out quite a lot in ham, yeah.
Things to note. Leftover gravy?
Yeah, perfect, perfect leftover gravy.
Really?
When you thaw it and go to heat it, it looks very lumpy. Keep stirring it over a high heat, and it'll bring it back. Beautiful, smooth.
Barb, I'm just going to digress for a moment, because if there's one thing that I cannot cook, it's gravy. And my mum, well, my mum's a great roast cook. Like she's a really good. She whips together a gravy like she's, you know, like no one's business.
Yeah.
I try and do it. Oh, it's nasty. Nasty. It's lumpy. It's gross. It's and in the end, the only way I can kind of pull it back is by adding more and more and more to it. I end up with 14 litres.
See, that's good. That now you can freeze it.
Freeze it.
Little containers.
Yep. Portion. We're learning a lot today, aren't we, Dennis? Portion it up. Whack it in the freezer. Passion fruit.
Yeah, one of my favourites. Whole in the skin. Straight in.
Really?
Don't take it out. Yeah.
Because
skin protects it.
The thing with passion fruit is when they come into season, you're left with 4.5 million of them, aren't you? And it's often hard to keep up with it.
And they're quite expensive to buy, unless they're in season. So, yeah, I definitely freeze those. And they're like bananas. I freeze bananas, but only when they turn black.
You're a big fan of a gone banana, aren't you?
Buy them on special and keep them for another 10 days after that.
Oh.
Yep. Fruit. Few flies around, those little flying insects, but don't worry
about
that.
The more flies, the better, right, Barb?
The bananas are great.
Mayonnaise-based sauces like aioli.
No, they break down.
Really?
Yeah.
So they separate and go
separate,
nasty.
Yeah, and you can't really bring them back together, so that's no for that.
How about a bit of lettuce or celery?
No, that's another no, because of the high water content, all those
they
crystals
quite
freeze,
icy.
And when they thaw, they're very limp.
Oh.
A bit like asparagus. You can't snap freeze them. They're just,
anything really.
Limp or radishes.
Limp is the worst word, isn't it? Like there is nothing good that is associated with limp.
Yeah, not really, no.
I'm going to keep this clean and move straight on to coconut milk. Coconut
milk freezes really well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because often you don't need a whole can,
cream.
Do you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes if you think it's a bit fattening, you only want just a little bit to a curry.
Yeah.
Not a whole can, just want a little bit. So open it up again, freeze the rest of it. That's terrific.
Lemon juice.
Yeah, freezes really well. I put in Glad little ice cube bags.
Oh, do you?
Yes. I used to do the ice cube trays, and what happened was they evaporate. If you leave them in the freezer long enough, you go back to the freezer tray and they're gone.
Did you know that, Dennis?
No,
you
can.
That's amazing. How?
Fill up those little bags and then you just pop the little cubes out as you need them. Oh. Great for storage.
Barb, you are blowing my mind. Last one, pasta.
Yes, but I boil it first.
Uh-huh.
So boil it first. As soon as it's cooked, cool it off in the fridge, wrap it up in portions, freeze that. And if you want to, when you're ready to eat it again, just bring a pot of water to the boil, pop that in. Perfect. One to 2 minutes. It just loosens up again. And it's
That's what I was going to ask you. How do you bring it back?
Yeah.
It's alive.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
I'm going to go home and
reevaluate
my freezer. Get rid of the vodka bottles.
Empty ones.
That's great, Amy.
And, get some passion fruits and pasta happening.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep. always on hand.
Barb, you are the freezer queen, and I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Thanks, Amy.
We are going to continue this debate at our Facebook page. What you can and cannot freeze, head there today. And that is it for episode 2. Barb and I are off to give my freezer a makeover. She may not recover. She may have a heart attack.
Never, Amy.
Thank you for coming along today, Barb.
That's a pleasure.
We will see you next week where we are talking about chicken nuggets and more. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe where all good podcasts are found, and follow us at New Idea Food. Love you. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.